From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Justice Department is investigating the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's for its ratings of mortgage-related securities. S&P, along with rating agencies Moody's and Fitch, have been widely blamed for helping to inflate the housing bubble that spurred the financial crisis. This news comes not long after Standard & Poor's made headlines for downgrading the credit rating of the United States to AA+. NPR's Tamara Keith joins us now. And Tamara, the timing of this news does make you wonder if this investigation is in any way a response to that downgrade of U.S. debt.
And according to our sources, it is not. We've spoken with people familiar with the investigation, and they say it started well before the downgrade of U.S. debt. You know, the Justice Department and Securities and Exchange Commission have been digging into the financial crisis for some time now. And, you know, it's most likely that this is an offshoot of those investigations.
And what exactly is the Justice Department investigating in this case?
The New York Times is reporting that the investigators are specifically looking into whether S&P analysts wanted to give lower ratings to some of these mortgage-backed securities, but were then overruled by business managers, people on the money side. And if the Justice Department can prove this, it would be huge, because S&P has long insisted that its ratings are independent. Jeffrey Manns is an associate professor of law at George Washington University, and we spoke with him. He tracks the credit ratings agencies.
It certainly would be a significant indictment of Standard & Poor's and their methods. Ratings matter in as much as the reputation of the rating agencies are sound. And if there is a conflation of the business side and the analyst side for rating debt, that calls into question the business as a whole.
And I should say that this is only an investigation at this point, and it's a civil investigation. And S&P insists that its independence and objectivity have always been core principles in the rating process.
So, Tamara, let's back up just a little bit. What are the mortgage securities in question here?
This all goes back to the lead up to the financial crisis. And, you know, banks and mortgage companies were giving out a lot of really bad loans to people who couldn't afford them. And these risky loans were sort of cleaned up through this process. The companies issuing the mortgages were selling them off to Wall Street. Wall Street was bundling them up into investment products and then taking them to the rating agencies and getting a rating, in many cases, AAA. But these were toxic assets being advertised as something much safer than they actually were. And the agencies in investigations and hearings and things that have come since then have been accused of having sort of a cozy relationship with the firms that were bundling the securities, because those firms were actually paying to get ratings.
So, Tamara, we've been talking about investigations into S&P. What about the other rating agencies, Fitch and Moody's? Are they also being investigated?
Our sources aren't saying, and we also checked with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they neither confirmed nor denied the existence or non-existence of an investigation. So we aren't getting a lot from the government. But Fitch says that it isn't aware of any government investigations involving Fitch. Moody's repeated a statement. It said that it periodically receives and responds to requests from oversight and governmental authorities in connection with ongoing inquiries. And I guess we can read into that what we like.
In terms of the law, Tamara, what would the Justice Department have to prove in a case against S&P, say?
Well, the ratings agencies have sort of a protected status. Their ratings are opinions, and opinions are protected by the First Amendment. So the Justice Department would have to prove that S&P did something much worse than just give a bad opinion. They'd have to prove that the statements were misleading or there were omissions, and that S&P knew that it was doing that.
Okay. NPR's Tamara Keith, thank you very much.
Thank you.